On October 3rd, 1973, a 31-year-old Providence Journal reporter named Jack White broke a story about then-President Richard Nixon. It seemed Nixon cheated on his income taxes. That turned out to be the biggest story in White's distinguished career as an investigative reporter, and it ended up as the final nail in Nixon's Watergate coffin. It all started with Nixon's 1969 tax return. In July of that year, Congress got rid of a part of the tax code that allowed a sitting or former president to donate his papers to a nonprofit public archive and take a large tax deduction. Congress changed the rule after deciding that a president's papers already belonged to the public. The issue came up in passing in 1973 during a lawsuit related to the Watergate break-in, says Mitchell Zukoff, a Boston University journalism professor who researched this topic. At stake was the question of whether Nixon adhered to a deadline imposed by Congress when he took a $500,000 deduction. Nixon refused to make his tax returns public, and White House flax brushed off the question. White, who was raised in Pawtucket, got the president's tax returns from a source. His union, the Providence Newspaper Guild, was on strike at the time. White carried the story notes in his pocket as he walked a picket line for 13 days with fellow guild members. Fearing he would get beat by one of the many Washington reporters pursuing the story, he made nervous telephone calls every day to see whether another outlet had the scoop. When the strike ended, White published his piece. It showed that Nixon had paid taxes of only about $790 in 1970 and less than $880 the following year. According to Zukoff, that comes out to about the same federal tax as a family of three with an income of $8,000 in 1970. But Nixon earned an income of more than $400,000. The result was a predictable outcry and calls for Nixon to fully release his returns. White's story led to one of the most famous presidential utterances in American history. At a newspaper conference a month after the story broke, White's editor, Joe Ungaro, pressed the president about his taxes. Nixon said he welcomed the kind of reporting White had done and then said, quote, "People have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I am not a crook." Nixon finally released his tax returns in December of 1973 and asked the Congressional Committee to review his gift of vice presidential papers. The next year, White won journalism's highest award, the Pulitzer Prize, for his work. 3 months later, Nixon resigned. White died of heart failure at age 63 in 2005. He was still working as an investigative reporter at Providence's WPRI 12 television station. He never disclosed his source for the Nixon tax returns to anyone, says his son Tim White, who now holds his father's old job as a WPRI investigative reporter. Tim White says he's trying to find out who his dad's source was. Ever since Jack White's story, every major candidate for the nation's highest office has made public his or her tax returns, except for Donald Trump, which makes sense. Americans have long been willing to pay their fair share of taxes so long as they believe that every taxpayer is treated equally. Or as Zukoff writes, quote, "On at least one subject, Nixon got it right. The American people need to know if their president is a crook."